history has yet done justice to this fundamental state of affairs, and it can hardly hope to do so. Nevertheless, the decisive elements does not lie here. If the concept of culture is problematic for historical materialism, it cannot conceive of the disintegration of culture into goods which become objects of possession for mankind. The work of the past remains uncompleted for historical materialism. It perceives no epoch in which the completed past could even in part drop conveniently thing-like into mankind's lap. The concept of culture as the substantive concept of creations which are considered independent, if not from the production process in which they originate, then from a production process in which they continue to survive, carries a fetishistic trait. Culture appears in a reified form. Its history would be nothing but the sediment formed by the curiosities which have been stirred up in the consciousness of human beings without any genuine, that is, political experiences. Apart from that, one cannot ignore the situation that thus far now no historical presentation undertaken on a cultural historical basis has escaped this problematic. It is obvious in Lambrecht's massive Deutsche Geschichte, a book which under understandable reasons has more than once been criticized by Die Neue Zeit. As we know, Mehring writes, Lambrecht is the one bourgeois historian who came closest to historical materialism. Page 234. However, Lambrecht stopped halfway. Any concept of a historical method disappears when Lambrecht treats cultural and economic developments according to a specific method and then proceeds to compile a history of simultaneous political developments from some other historians. Footnote 14, text. To be sure, it makes no sense to present cultural history on the basis of pragmatic history. Yet a dialectical cultural history in itself is even more deeply devoid of sense, since the continuum of history severed from the dialectical suffers in no realm so wide a dispersion as in that which is called culture. Briefly, cultural history only seems to represent an advance of insight, but apparently not one of dialectic. For cultural history lacks the destructive elements which authenticates both dialectical thought and the experience of the dialectical thinker. Cultural history, to be sure, enlarges the weight of the treasures which accumulates on the back of humanity. Yet cultural history does not provide the strength to shake off this burden in order to be able to take control of it. The same is true for the socialist educational efforts at the turn of the century, which were guided by the star of cultural history. Against this background, the historical outline of Fuchs's work becomes visible. Where his work has endurance and permanence is in those areas where it is wrested away from an intellectual constellation which has seldom appeared less favorable to it. This is the point where Fuchs the collector taught Fuchs the theoretician to comprehend much that was bared to him by his time. He was a collector who strayed into border disciplines such as caricature and pornographic representation. These border disciplines sooner or later meant the ruin of a series of clichés in traditional art history. First, it should be noted that Fuchs had broken completely with the classicist conception of art, whose traces can still be recognized in Marx. The concepts by means of which the bourgeoisie developed this notion of art no longer play a role in Fuchs's work. Neither the appearances of beauty, der schöne Schein, nor harmony, nor the unity of the manifold are to be found there. The same kind of collector's, robust self-assertion which alienated Fuchs from the classicist theories sometimes arises drastically and forcefully in regard to classical antiquity itself. In 1908, drawing on the work of Slade, Vogt and Rodin, Fuchs prophesied a new beauty which in its final result will be indefinitely greater than antiquity. Where antiquity was only the highest animalistic form, the new beauty will be filled with a grandiose spiritual and emotional content. Footnote 15, text.